Following a 3-0 defeat against New Zealand in the ODI series, Pakistan's fast bowlers have set an unwanted record, registering the second-worst bowling performance in the first 10 overs over the past year. In the lead-up to major tournaments like the 2024 T20 World Cup and the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy, as well as during various bilateral series, Pakistan's fast bowlers have delivered a series of disappointing performances. The once-renowned pace attack of Pakistan has struggled with basic line and length, allowing opposing teams to pile on runs. Over the past year, Pakistan's bowlers have conceded runs at an alarming economy rate of 36 in the first 10 overs. In comparison, England's fast bowlers top the list, with opponents scoring at an economy rate of 37.3 against them in the opening 10 overs. South Africa follows closely with an economy rate of 33, while India's fast bowlers have conceded runs at an average rate of 31.4 in the first 10 overs. Pakistan's bowling issues are not limited to the first 10 overs, their death bowling is also a significant concern. The numbers paint a worrying picture as Pakistan's bowlers have the worst economy rate at the death, conceding a staggering 12.03 runs per over across six innings, excluding the latest ODI against New Zealand. This is the highest among all major cricketing nations, with South Africa, 11.86, and England, 10.63, trailing behind. The underwhelming performance of Pakistan's fast bowlers has sparked disappointment among fans, who expressed frustration over the team's decline. Many pointed out that this was once the same team that boasted legends like Wasim Akram, Waqar Yunus, and Shoaib Akhtar, feared for their pace and ability. Now, fans lament that Pakistan's pace attack is desperately in need of improvement.